Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Ask, seek, knock. Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Sometimes we wonder why we do not receive the things that we feel like we need. The truth of the matter is, we do not know what we need, but God does. Not only does He know what we need, but He supplies all of our need according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. In this wonderful, wonderful verse from Matthew chapter 7, He has given us three things that we are to do: to ask, to seek, and to knock. And in response to our asking, it will be given to us. And in seeking, we will find. And in knocking, it will be opened to us. Now, I want to hurry and add very quickly before it slips my mind, which so often thoughts slip far too quick. When we ask in His will. We seek in His will, and we recognize that His will is opened in His time and in His manner. When we bring our request to the Lord, we know that He knows what is best for us. I think of a small child who was playing outside and was about to touch a bumblebee when mother stopped the child, grabbed his hand, and pulled him away, and he began to cry bloody murder because his mother would not let him have the object of his desire. Why? Because she knew if he had grabbed hold of that bumblebee as he wanted, the sting would have given him such a jolt that it would swell up and perhaps even require going to the hospital. God knows the things that He wants us to stay clear of because He knows that they're harmful to us. In like manner, He wants to take us to places where we would not ordinarily go because He knows that He has a purpose for us there. God knows so much more than we know. He knows the future as well as the past. We have a very limited amount of knowledge about what has happened because we forget more readily than remember. And of course, we have no idea of what's going to happen in the future. And we are out to lunch when it comes to things that are happening right around us right now. We try to keep up to date, but things pass so quickly. We need to focus our attention upon the Lord. And when we ask and seek and knock, we have the promises given to us here. It's going to be given to us according to His will. We will find according to His will. It will be open to us according to His will. Always look to the Lord to do things for us in His will, for our best and for His glory. Heavenly Father, as we come into Your presence, might we seek You, might we find You, might we look for those things that will bring glory to Your name. Not what will make it easier for us, but what will bring blessing to You. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, You can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.